וזהו ויסו יעקב רגלוב וילך ארצו בני קדם. It says that after this whole incident, Yaakov Avinu picked up his feet and he went to the Arza B'nei Kedem. Vayar v'hine be'er basodeh, and he saw a well in the field, and there was a stone on the well, and he took the stone off, and that's where he met Rachel, and he got married, and they lived happily ever after. Rav Nosson Zal says now, why does the Pasuk say, Vayiso Yaakov Raglov? He picked up his feet. The Torah knows Hebrew. They could have said Vayelech. Why does it say he picked up his feet? Rav Nosson Zal explains, Hainu she Yaakov noso es raglov shehu bechinas madrega hatachtoino v'olo lemadrega hakavoya b'chol pam. Yaakov Avinu was constantly picking up his feet. The feet represent the bottom, the lower level. He was constantly lifting up the lower level and getting to the higher level. He was constantly being male things. Ki al yedei she'omad b'nisoyen kol kach, because of the fact that he withstood such a difficult test, and he didn't allow himself to fall despite everything he was going through, until he was able to achieve this understanding, this knowledge, this realization that on every new level the klipois are there and I got to be ready to encounter them and defeat them on the new level. And when Yaakov Avinu succeeded in being machnia those klipois through the colors, by the tzedakah that he pledged and by the korbanos that he brought, this implies the whole concept of the revelation that he was given in that dream, where he saw the ladder, and that Hashem is standing over the ladder, and Hashem is protecting him every single step of the way. Didn't say Hashem is standing on the ladder with him, Hashem nitzav olav, over him. Hashem is standing nearby, ready to catch him if he falls, ready to protect him, ready to help him. Oz vayiso Yaakov raglov. As a result of that, Yaakov Avinu lifted up the feet. Shezocho linase ulahagbia tomid bechinas raglin. Yaakov Avinu was always successful at lifting up the feet, hainu madregois hatachtoines, which means lifting up the lower level. V'ola b'chol pan l'madrega al-yoina. He was constantly going, reaching new heights. Ki madrega hatachtoino neged hagovoya mimeno ki bechinas raglin ki yadua. Because in Kabbalistic terms, whenever we want to talk about a level that's lower than another level, we refer to it as feet. About separating the upper part of the body from the lower part of the body. So, I don't know if it has to do with this specifically, but there it's making the difference between the lower level and the higher level. We have the term at the foot of the mountain. He was standing at the foot of the mountain. You ever see a mountain that has feet? No. But the term foot means the bottom of it. So again, when it says that Yaakov Avinu lifted up his feet, it means he lifted up the bottom. He lifted up the lower. He was constantly lifting up the lower. Constantly lifting off from a lower madrega and going to a higher madrega. Exactly. Va'oz, and then the Pasuk says, Vayelech Artso B'nei Kedem. That Yaakov Avinu traveled and went to the land of B'nei Kedem. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Sheholach lohidia inyin ze lechol hachafetzin lo shuv Hashem Yisborach. Yaakov Avinu, after he experienced this, what did he do? What did he do? He went to share his experience with anyone that was willing to listen. He went to share this information and this advice with everybody. Kedei sheyizchazku b'chol pam, so that the Jews should be strong. V'loyiplu loylam, they should never fall when they go through this on their level. V'zehu, this is why it says that he went to a place called Arza B'nei Kedem, the land of B'nei Kedem. B'nei Kedem heim b'chinas nefoshois hagovoyos b'sharoshon, shenoflu lema shenoflu. The term B'nei Kedem refers to those high-level neshamois who have fallen to very low places. Lebechinas artzius v'gashmius. They've fallen into gashmius and into physicalness. Ki heim nikroim b'nei Kedem mikamotaimim. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give a few definitions of this term B'nai Kedem, and he'll prove each one, that these special neshamos that have fallen are called B'nai Kedem. Why? Watch. Ki heim b'sharoshom nekroim B'nai Kel Chai. Because they, in their origin, in their pure state, are called children of Hashem, B'nai Kel Chai, as the Pasuk says. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, Bonem Atem L'Hashem Alekechem. You are children, you are Hashem's children. V'zehu b'chinas b'nei kedem. That's what the term b'nei kedem means. Ki Hashem Yisborach kadmoin lakoil. The word kedem means first. Hashem is the first of everything. Hashem came before everything. So the term b'nei kedem refers to the children of Hashem, who is the earliest. K'moy shekosud, as the Pasuk says, Ma'oino Eloikei Kedem. There's a Pasuk in Mizoy Sabrocha where it says, Kavyoko Hashem resides in this Kedem, Ukama Shapirish Rashi Sham. Rashi Kodesh over there says that the reason why Hashem is called Kedem is because he's before everything else. That's one reason why the Jewish Neshamos are called B'nai Kedem. Gam HaToyro Nikras Kedem. We know that the Torah is also called Kedem. The Gemara uses that term. The Torah preceded the world. As the Pasuk says, Meroish Mikadme Eretz, that the Torah came before earth, before the world. These special neshamois, they are called the children of Hashem, Bnei Torah. Gam nafshoisam biatzmon nekroim kedem, and their souls are also called kedem, ki nefoshois Yisrael kidmu la'olam, because the Jewish neshama also is something that preceded the world, ki Yisrael olu b'machshavot tchila, because the Gemara says that the Jews, the fact that Hashem knew there was going to be a Jewish nation, that preceded creation. It was that thought. The Jews entered into Hashem's mind before Hashem created the world. That's what gave them the motivation to create. So we see that the neshama is also called, we saw here that Hashem is called Kedem, the Torah is called Kedem, and the Jewish soul is called Kedem. All of these are Kedem. Ki be'emes Yisroel v'yiraiso v'kutshebrichu kul achad. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are all one. Therefore, it makes sense that the same title, Kedem, can be used for each one of the three based on this. Gam, Kedem, Merames, also the term Kedem is referring to the fact, She'elu hanefoshois enom mehadoirois halolu klal. These souls are not from this generation at all. Rak mebechina shonim kadmonios. But rather, these souls date back to earlier generations. Kasher hevanti misichos ha'kodesh. Rav Nosson Zal says, as I understood from Rabbeinu Zal's words, Rabbeinu Zal said that these neshamos now, in 1993, or in 1893, or in 1793, when they lived, that were going through all of these difficulties and everything, were not new neshamos. These were neshamos that originate way, way back. Hainu she'elu hanefoshos yikorois ugovoyos b'sharosh ha'moi. These souls are very precious and very, very high level at their place of origin. Achnoflu la'atzius v'gashmius. However, they've fallen to very, very low places. Utzrichim lo'oshivam l'sharoshom. And their mission is, or the tzaddik's mission is, to return them back to their original place. Not to take them to a new place, but to take them to a place where they were originally at. V'gam b'shvil zeh nikroim b'nei kedem. This is another reason why these neshamos are called b'nei kedem. B'vechinas hashiveinu Hashem eilecho v'nashuva chadesh yameinu kekedem. A bal tshuva is called b'nei kedem, because it's about them that the pasuk says chadesh yameinu, renew our days kekedem, as we were originally. Because most balei tshuva didn't start off in junk. They think that. Again, the sotam blocks their vision. They're under the impression that they started off in junk and they're trying to get to something holy. They don't know that before the junk, there was a very high place. You don't get down to such junk unless you jump off a very high mountain. The person thinks that when they woke up, they found themselves 600 floors down. They have to imagine, they have to realize that that implies that they took a very big jump to get that far down. They originate from a very high place, and therefore their mission is to get back to their place of origin, to their true Kedem, not to go to a new place. It's not that I started off in Harlem, I started off in the junkyard, and now I'm trying to get into the Kodesh, the Holy of Holies, below me. Most of these neshamas that find themselves in Harlem, in the junkyard, need to know that they originate from very, very high places. And that's why the Sultan worked on them more than anything else, to throw them, to take them into a super muddy place, with the hope that by keeping these particular neshamas down, he'll prevent Mashiach's coming, he'll do all kinds of harm to the Yidden, because these are the most important neshamas. Ki tshuva kodmo la'olam. Because tshuva is also one of the things that the Gemara says preceded the world. The Gemara says that there were certain things that were created before the world. One of them is tshuva. So again, the term b'nei kedem refers to bali tshuva. Hainu sheyakov shehu hatzadik hagodol hu amiti. Yaakov Avinu, who in this case represents the true great tzadik, al yedei shekvar noso v'higbia kol hamadregos hatachtoinos. As a result of him passing all of his tests and having elevated all of his own lower levels, having gone through all of his yiridos and nefilos and coming out of him successfully, once he finished with himself, what did he do? Holach artza b'nei kedem. He traveled to the land of b'nei kedem, lahachziron b'tshuva kanal, to get those people, to give those people the benefit of his experience and his advice, and to get them to do tshuva. Vayar vehine be'er basode, and it says when he got there he encountered a well in the field, v'ho even gedoy la'al pi ha'be'er, and he saw a huge stone covering up the well so that nobody could drink from it. Rav Moshe Zal explains, shero even gedoy lo al ha'be'er mayim chayim. He saw a big boulder blocking the well of holy water, of living waters. Shehu hadas v'hasechel u'emes, which represents true das, true sechel, hanikra be'er mayim chaim, which is called a well of flowing water. Ki nimshach mehamayon hayotzi mibeis Hashem, because the sechel of the Yidden comes from the stream that goes out from the Beis Hashem, from Hashem's house. Shemunacholov even gedoyla, but Yaakov Avinu observed that there's a big boulder on top of it. Shehu b'chinas koyach hamedame, which is this koyach hamedame, these illusions, these mind tricks. Shenikro lev ho'even. When a Jew has a pure heart, it's called a lev bosor. There's a pasuk where Hashem says that in the future, when Mashiach is going to come, v'hasiroisi mekem es lev ho'even, Hashem says, I'm going to remove from the Jewish people their heart of stone, v'nosati lochem lev bosor, and I'm going to give them a heart of flesh. This heart of stone represents this medame, these illusions, where the person isn't soichet to true sechel, to true das, but rather they have all of these rocks on their heart. In Yiddish, you have the expression, yichobasach shteiner of mein heart. In other words, having stones on my heart, meaning I'm weighed down with suffering and problems. When a Jew pours out his heart to Hashem in tefillah, it's called removing the stones from your heart. When a person has a close friend and they can relate to the close friend, the suffering they're going through, by doing that, they're taking the stones off their heart. That's the expression that's used. So here Rav Moshe Zal says, the heart of stone represents this medame, where the person isn't able to see things right. As Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter on Likutei Moran, says, he quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no longer the shamir. The shamir was a special worm, when you would draw a line on a stone and you would put the shamir on the line, he would move along it and split it in here. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that as a result of Churban Beis HaMikdash, which means the das was nechrav, then there's nothing to split the stones anymore. There's nothing that can crash through this heart of stone and split it and bring forth the flowing water from it. Bezehu, and this is why it says over there, Vehime Shloisha Edreit Soin Roiv Simoleho, that Yaakov Avinu observed three groups of sheep that were right around this well that wanted water and couldn't get to it because of the stone. Shloisha Edreit Soin Heim Bechinas Shloisha Madregois Sheyesh Bi Israel. These three groups of sheep represent the three types of Jews, the three categories of Jews. Shehem gedolim, uktanim, ubeinanim. Big ones, small ones, medium ones. Tzibur, tefillah betzibur, the tzadik is tzadikim, the beis is beinonim, and the vav resh is ureshon, the three basic groups of Jews. Behem gimel madregois, keneged gimel bechinoi shiesh besechel. The three types of Jews correspond to the three types of sechel. Shehen sechel bekoyach, the sechel bepoyal, the sechel hanikne. The three levels of sechel that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that chapter in the Qumran, one is sechel bekoyach, where a person has brains, but they haven't developed it at all. It's just in theory. They haven't put it together at all. They haven't studied enough to be able to use the brain for anything. Sechel bepoyal means where the person's sechel actually comes out and is able to construct certain basic items. Sechel hanikne means a type of bina, where a person is able to use two pieces of information to understand a third item with, and to be able to design whole new things, to be able to bring introduce new things into the world, in a sense. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain how this process of mind development works. Ki yesh sheshovru ktsas lev hoeven, shehu amedame, v'olu el hasechel. There are people who have succeeded on a minimal level in breaking their heart of stone, in getting rid of that stone covering on their heart, which is this medame, these illusions, and this v'olu el hasechel, and they've risen to the level of sechel. Aval hasechel adayim bekoyach. However, the sechel is still in pregnancy, in a sense. It's still in theory. They haven't been able to really move it yet. V'zeo b'chinas haktanim b'mayla. This refers to the lower level Jews. Sh'loi higiu rak l'hasechel b'koyach. They've only reached the level called sechel b'koyach. V'eino moitzim moisei el apoyal. But they're not able to translate their thoughts into actions. They think there's a Hashem, but they're not able to do anything with it yet. They don't know it well enough yet to be motivated to actually go ahead and do things with it. And this is also because of the heart of stone, which they haven't broken completely. They've broken it a little bit, but not enough. There are some Jews who have already succeeded in bringing this sechel, in translating their knowledge into action to a degree, but they haven't gotten to that level called sechel hanikne. And it's also because they still have some of this stone on their heart. They're called the intermediate level. And there are some Jews that have reached the final stage of sechel, which is called sechel hanikne, which means that their knowledge of Hashem, their awareness of Hashem, is enough to motivate them to do all kinds of tremendous things in serving Hashem. Aval adayin munach or even gedoyla lefneim ala be'er b'chol darga v'darga. But still, even they have this big, big stone blocking the well, blocking them from getting to the next level. In other words, the Russia has the stone covering the well, the Beinoni has the stone covering the well, and even the Tzaddik still has the stone. Each one on his level has their obstacle, their thing blocking them from getting to their well. Shetzrichim, blocking them from the Be'er on each level, Shetzrichim la'alaisala, from getting to the level that they're supposed to get to. Ki b'chol dargo v'dargo yesh shom dimyoinoi seilu. Because on each and every level there are these illusions, there are these obstacles. Shehim bechinas ho'even gedoylo shalpi abeer, which is represented by this large, large stone that's covering the opening of the well. Shehu bechinas hasechel hayotzei mimayin hayotzei mibeis Hashem. The well represents the sechel that flows from the house of Hashem, in a sense. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk over there says, Kimin habe'er hahu yashku ho'adorim, that it's this well that was supposed to give water to all the different flocks. V'ho'even gidoylo pi habe'er, and there's this huge stone that's covering the well. Shekol edrei tzoin kochim, all the different holy flocks. That's one of the nicknames that's used for the Jewish people. They're called Tzayim Kodshim, holy sheep. All of these holy flocks, Shem Nefoshos Yisrael, Hamiskarvim, Ligdoilu, Mumanhigim Shiladoir. This refers to the Jews that are zeicha to become close and attached to the leaders of the generation who are called Shehem Nikroim Royim, who are called shepherds. The leaders, the Jewish leaders, are called shepherds, which means the Jews that come close to them are called their flocks, their holy flocks. Shekulom mashkimoisom horoyim ebeir hahu. All of these sheep, their shepherds give them water from this holy well. Hanim shach me'amayim kanal, hayotz mi'beis ha'kodesh kadoshim, which comes from the stream that flows from the Holy of Holies. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a special mayan that came out of Kodesh Kodoshim. Hainu mehasechel shel hatzadik hagodol, shubchinas yakoy, shukvar higia tachlis madrega yoinam. All of these individual shepherds who are drawing from this be'er draws from the mayan hayotzi mi'beis Hashem, which is the super tzadik, the ultimate tzadik. He's the one who distributes sechel to all the lower level tzaddikim who distribute it to their individual flocks. Kikvar poga bamokoim, because we saw earlier that Yaakov Avinu had already discovered the site of the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't need this well. He was drawing from the well of wells, from the origin of the well, from the stream that comes out of Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shehu mokoim nekudas leven shesia. Yaakov Avinu had discovered the site of that special stone from which the whole world was created, the Evan Shesia, Shehu Mekoyim Kodesh Kadoshim, which is the site of the Holy of Holies. Shemishom Shoyresh Hamayon Yotze. That's where the stream comes forth, which feeds into that well. You understand? There's the well from which the shepherds feed their flocks. That's the source from which all tzaddikim draw from to feed their individual flocks. But that well, its place of origin is this Mayan Hayotzi Mibeis Hashem, is a stream that comes from the Kodesh Kadoshim, which the tzaddik emes draws from. He draws from there. Proof is that we saw earlier that Yaakov Avinu had arrived at Vayif Gaba Mokoyim. He arrived at the site of the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the place of origin of this well. Shoyresh l'kol hasichlios shemasigim kol haroyim. This tzaddik emes is zeicha to be plugged into the origin of all the seichel from which all of these shepherds draw from, shehem hamanhigim, which are the leaders, lahashkois hatzoin, to feed their sheep, shehem hanefoshei shetachton, which are the souls that are under each and every individual leader. Because from this stream that emanated from the holy temple, from the Holy of Holies, from there came forth all kinds of streams and rivers and all kinds of bodies of water that go into the valleys and the mountains. And wherever a person digs, they can find wells and streams. Just as Begashmius, no matter where a person is, if a person's in a mountain, in a valley, in a field, in a house, dig down, you're going to find water. You're going to get to water eventually. So too, wherever a person is at spiritually, whatever level they're on, if they'll dig, they'll get water, they'll get das. On their level. Rak shetzrichen lachpor ulevakesh harbe. But you gotta dig. You can't sit and look at the sky. You can't twiddle your thumbs. You got to dig, and digging isn't so easy. You got to dig and search. Valpiroi, and in general, and usually, kvar habeer chofur umuchan lishav mimenu. In many cases, the well is already there. Most places you come to, there's water there. Aval even gedoyl al pi habeer. However, there's a big stone on top of the well. Shehen klau kol hamaniyos vahataivos vabilbulim. There's obstacles blocking the Jew from getting to Sechel. What are the obstacles? Well, the person's own midos rois and taivas rois and all, his stone heart, the stone that's on the well, the stone that he put there. How did he put stone there? He turned himself into an unfeeling person. He's not sensitized to what Hashem wants him to be sensitized to. He's not sensitized to what to what's bad, what's ugly in the eyes of Hashem. Shenimshochim milev hoeven. This stone on top of the well comes from milev hoeven, the koyach hamedama. V'nesfu shomo kol ha'adorim, and all of these flocks gather there, v'gololu esoeven mi'al pi'a be'er, and together, when they all unite, they're able to schlep this stone off the well, v'hishku esatzoin, and then the shepherds are able to give water for their sheep. V'hishivu esoeven al pi'a be'er l'mekoyma, and then they return the stone back on top of the well. Rav Moshe Zal explains, Shemachmas koved ho even gedoyla, because this stone is so heavy, tzrichim lehisasef kulam yachad, you need a lot of people to get together to pull it off. Rak lefisho, only temporary, to remove it temporarily, lahashkoises atzoim, just to have a chance to give, take some, draw some water of it from it to feed the sheep. And as soon as they drink, the stone gets falls back into place. The Torah is telling us here, can a sheep get water by itself? No way. Can a Jew get das and sechel by himself? No way. There's a stone on the well. You need the shepherds. You need the shepherds who can organize groups of sheep, large groups of sheep, and attach ropes to them, or build the special tool that's used to lift the stone off the bear to give the sheep water to drink. So too, each and every Jew can't go on his own running around taking out a chumash, taking out a gemara, taking out of this, and I'll learn by myself. I don't need a rabbi. I don't need tzaddikim. It doesn't happen that way. But rather, they can only do it when they're attached to shepherds and leaders. And then when they go back home, when these neshamos, these people who come to the leaders and they drink from them, and then they go back home, Ein lohem shum sechel v'eitza echlis chasek v'avodas Hashem. They have no, they're back to where they started from in a sense, where they have no sechel or advice on their own as to how to come close to Hashem. Why? Because the stone was put back onto the well again. It's not the thing that once the stone is removed, fine, from here on in I can do it myself. Baloney. Even after the stone was removed and the sheep were given to drink a little, even afterwards, they walk away and then the stone gets put back on. That's why it says over there that Yaakov Avinu said to the shepherds over there, Achai, my brothers, may ayin atem, where are you from? Vayomru, and they said, mechoron anochnu, we come from Choron. Shesho aloysom, Yaakov Avinu asked these people over there, Achai, my brothers, haloi atem achai b'sherish nafshesechem, you're really my brothers, you think you're lowlifes, you think you're balei tshuva, you think you come from junk, and when you see the tzaddik, you think that he's a billion miles away from you. But the tzaddik says to the person, you're my brother. B'sheiresh nafshesechem, ki atem nimshochem imokon govoya moi. You think you're in the garbage. You think you're coming from a very low place. You don't know that your neshamos come from very, very high places. Ach ato me'ayin atem. But he says to them, but now, where are you coming from? Lehechon nishlachtem. How far down have you thrown yourselves, or have you been thrown? Umeayin bosemata, and where are you coming from now? Veishivu, and they answered Yaakov Avinu, mechoron anochnu. Right now we're coming from Choron. Sheonu mechoron, bechinas charoin af. We're coming from a place of super din, the anger of Hashem. Shehu hayetzahora. This means we are coming from a place from the city of Yetzahora. Shini kosoy mecharoin af v'dinim. We know that the Yetzahora, the klipos, all draw from the midas hadin. Shehizkaber Oleinu. We allowed him to get the best of us. You know, he succeeded in getting the best of us. V'hizgare bonu ma'oi. And he messed us up in a very big way. V'yomer lohem. And Yaakov Avinu says to them, Hayedatem es Lavan ben Nochor? Do you know Lavan, the son of Nochor? Lavan ben Nochor zebechinas klal kol horamos v'harmimius shabaldovar machnis boilam. This title, Lavan, the son of Nochor, summarizes all the tricks and all the baloney that the Satan puts into the world. How the Satan, what the Satan uses to mess people up. The Satan dresses himself up in big leaders, gedolim, leaders. Umachnis belibom lachloik al hatzadik hagodol hamiti. The Satan interjects into their heart that they should have a desire to go against the true tzaddik of the generation, shehu bechinas Yaakov, which is represented by Yaakov. Shehu bechinas nekuda soemes shebechol hatzadikim. He represents the ultimate truth among all the tzaddikim. All the tzaddikim have certain levels of emes, but Yaakov Avinu represents the highest emes even among all the tzaddikim. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, titein emes liyakoy, that Yaakov Avinu is the one that has emes. That doesn't mean that Avraham and Yitzchak were liars. Rav Nosson Zal explains in Likutei Halachos in Hilchos Maariv, the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu gave us tefillah shachris, Yitzchak Avinu gave us mincha, Yaakov Avinu gave us maariv. What does that mean and why? Rav Nosson Zal explains over there that shachris, during the daytime, it's light outside. But even though it's light outside, if you don't know where you are, you need some direction, right? Even though the sun is shining outside, you can make a wrong turn and end up in Silouan, and end up in one of these Arab neighborhoods, and Rahman, you're in trouble. So even though it's light outside, you still need additional light, in a sense. That's what Avraham Avinu was able to contribute to the world. Avraham Avinu contributed some light. Yitzchak Avinu, the next level, Yitzchak Avinu was misaking tefilas mincha. Mincha is when it starts getting dark outside already. Now it's starting to get dark. Now you need additional light. Now it's not just, you need a flashlight. You need additional light to get around. That's the next level of emes. But Yaakov Avinu is the one who gave us tefilas arvis. Maariv is when it's totally dark outside. And you need much more light to get around. Even those people who know their way around during the day, they can drive in Yerushalayim during the day, but some of them, they don't know that it comes nighttime, I'd never drive because I'll get lost. Why? Because again, even though this person has enough knowledge, enough emes to get around during the day, but he doesn't have enough emes to get around at nighttime when the darkness is thicker. But Rav Nosson Zal says, titein emes liakri. Yaakov Avinu represents the highest level of emes, which is an emes which can even give you the ability to get around in the blackest darkness. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal says the Gemara makes a distinction that shachris and mincha is chova, maariv is rishus, tefilas arvis is rishus. What is it? Why? Rav Nosson Zal explains an unbelievable chiddush. Because there's a certain level of light. If a person wants to learn Hilchos Shabbos, if a person wants to learn Kitzes Shulchan Aruch, or they want to learn Gemara, or they want to learn Medrash, or they want to learn Parshas HaShavua, or they want to learn Roly Poly, that stuff you could learn to a degree from all kinds of rabbis. You could learn it from this rabbi, that to a degree in a sense. A lot of people have that kind of knowledge. But there's a certain Bechir Shebemes, there's a certain higher level emes, which can get a person, which can teach a person how to drive in the nighttime, which can get a person through the blackest blackness, which that emes you can only get from the tzaddik emes, super tzaddik. But can somebody force you to do that? Can somebody force you? A person says, well, baloney, I don't need your rabbi, I have my rabbi. And you're going to tell me my rabbi isn't the biggest tzaddik? So what? Who says you need to be the... Let's say you're right. Let's say it's true that you discovered a bigger tzaddik somewhere in the Himalayas. Who cares? Who cares? My rabbi is teaching me Shulchan Aruch and Gemara and this, that, so I'm still okay. The answer is that this step of going to Yaakov, going to the ultimate emes, going to a higher level emes, that you can't put a gun, you can't tell anybody you have to. You have to do it. You have to put on payas. You have to do this.